Striptease. Naked radio? Well, that's been done before and, well, really only works with a webcam in the studio. Now, the strip I'm talking about is the practice of stripping programmes at the same time. In radio, this happens as a matter of necessity, with the exception of well-resourced stations like Radio 4, who have a loyal audience who are, well, frankly attracted to the station's somewhat eclectic scheduling. In talk format, it's essential that shows are broadcast at the same time every day, and the weekend should also mirror this, maybe with just a bit of tinkering at breakfast and in the evening to reflect listeners' weekend lifestyle. After the strip, the tease is probably the most important structure in radio. Telling your audience what you're about to do and when you're going to do it is paramount. Radio audiences, well, they don't like surprises. They like the furniture to be in the same place. They like regular features to be just that. And they really hate it when a presenter, host, dares to take a holiday. In my next boo, I'll tell you about the secret of amassing untold wealth. Well, that's a lie, but it is a very good tease.